Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
So it's official. Jacques Vaughn said this morning that the Nets are shutting Ben Simmons down for the rest of the season. He is going to start what is, a rehab program on his back. So they're not, they don't believe surgery is necessary yet. But he has, is it a nerve impingement that he's been dealing with? So, I mean, but first of all, shout out to Daryl Morey, who got James Harden for him.
Yes. Like, who the hell passed the physical? The whole medical staff getting fired. You're fired. I just had a kid. You're fired. Just got married. You're fired. How the hell? This dude, not only was his knee, his back, his mental.
Neck in my back.
How the hell you pass him? How did he pass your physical?
Would Dr. J. Shaw pass him in a physical? He wouldn't, right?
Not at all, but he can fix his sciatica.
He can fix the sciatica if that's the problem. But, Bart, let's see. He didn't play at all last year, remember, because first it was mental health issues. Then it was the back thing.
Man, you got to give me some money back. I'm not paying you all that, man. No, you playing too much.
And then he had this year, let's see, he had knee soreness. He had a calf strain. Then the back problem again. All of this really sounds a lot like out of shape.
Right. Then Clutch, like, you know what? I can't even. Clutch, your own agency.
No, Clutch dropped him.
They don't even want your percentage, man. They're like, hell, we out, man. This dude is ridiculous.
He has $78.2 million left over the next two seasons. And I remind everybody, including Lamar Jackson, those are fully guaranteed dollars. What do you do if you're the Nets? What do you do?
You try.
What do you do at this point?
You convince him to retire and say you'll give him some Alibaba just to shut up.
Does he really want to play?
No. No, it's clear. It's obvious.
You think this – because, look, you know this. A back issue that has a nerve impingement, that certainly can become something that I feel terrible when I play. I don't like the way I feel. I can never be in shape because I'm always having to rest my back. It tightens up. Like, you don't – I'm trying to come up with a reason why that this is what we are where we are with him. That's all I could think of is that it is just, it's that bad and it's just been this negative thing with him. But they're not going to do surgery. They're going to continue to do rehab. That to me doesn't sound like there's any urgency.
Yeah, you got
me. We don't need surgery. Like, that sounds like a debridement. That sounds like, what do they call that? The discectomy. You know,
yeah, just get him out of there, man.
Like Amari Stoudemire had stuff like this,
and Porter Jr.
Dude was in there just getting it, getting things done. Like, he didn't waste any time. Get me on the table, let's go. So yeah, you have to question his motivation to play this sport. You have to question it at this point, because it doesn't seem like he ever had any urgency to get better. That's so frustrating. Guy really, look, at his best, he was really good. He was an all-star. He was really good. But the Nets don't even need him. How about that?
Just imagine if you can figure out a way to dump his contract, what you can get to even add to this team.
Don't even need him.
Like, yo, this is tragic, man.
So, all right, so we'll get back to the football conversation here momentarily, but let's get into
Jaylen Brown.
What are you talking about? The Celtics don't want Ben Simmons.
No, they'll give Mikal Bridges up for Jaylen Brown.
Mikal Bridges for Jaylen Brown would be. If you're the Celtics, you want to, you got, if you're going to make a trade, you got to get something of high value. And if you're the Nets, you would want Mikal Bridges with Jaylen Brown. So that's going to be interesting. And the Nets need some. They need a big also. So.
I told you, Naz Reid is going to be the hottest thing. Okay, so
you're on Naz Reid.
You always laugh at me, man.
You are on Naz Reid now. Like, you were Bobo and Bobo this and Bobo that. Now it's Naz Reid. You will not let go of Naz Reid.
Those are the people I rock with. Those are my like unsung heroes.
Mm-hmm. I'm aware.
Naz Reid.
Speaking of heroes, did you see your Pistone last night?
Why are you trying to be funny, man?
What's funny?
Listen, Jaden Ivey's doing his thing, but
I just asked you, did you watch Jaden Ivey just drop 32 points?
Yes, yes.
Well, that's it. That's an impressive performance from a rookie.
Who do you think makes us better
against a Bucks team?
Who you think? Yeah, but then you're looking at Middleton. Listen, everybody that's starting around the league started with the Pistons. Everybody that's balling.
Feels like
started with
it.
The
6 degrees of Pistons.
Yeah, you go to the Pistons, you get up out of there, they trade you, you become a baller.
Cade Cunningham's going to be a great Laker one day.
Shut up. Shut up. I tell you what, though, man. Listen, yeah. Whether they get, what's his name, Scoot? Whether they get Scoot, whether
like
they
Scoot.
Get Miller or Weiwei. Listen, Weiwei is the jackpot. But I ain't mad. Scoot could mess around and be the best player out of there. That draft.
I think he could be the most NBA ready. I think if you're looking for somebody that can play right away physically and be impactful, I think he's the guy. I'm going to do a sim lottery for you. The Pistons are in the number one spot. They're 16-59. Oh, my God. 16-59.
We know how to lose the right way.
But remember, Detroit, Houston, and San Antonio being the worst three teams all have the same percentage. So let's do a sim lottery right now on tankathon.com. You ready?
Let's do it.
All right. Sim lottery. Let's go in. Let's see who wins the lottery.
You got 33% right chance. 33% chance. 33% chance.
33%. Oh, wow.
Houston. Get out of here, man.
No, San Antonio.
See, that's what
I told you. The
why
Spurs
would you
get
him to that horrible market?
The Spurs are getting Wembanyama, yo.
No, that's the
how
last
about Oklahoma
team
Oklahoma City
get?
Moves up from 11 to the number 2 pick in this sim that I just did. That's unfair. Man, hey, the Thunder,
no,
enough
no.
giving them high picks. Yeah. Then Orlando, how about that? Orlando gets the third pick. Houston, then Detroit.
Hold on, we get 5. We end up with nobody.
Painful. And how about that?
First of all, Allen, we're not going to
do that. Mavericks drop, and the Knicks get their pick at 12. Yes, sir.
Allen, yeah. Do it again.
One more. Okay, we'll do one more.
Yeah, y'all going to get Drew Timmy.
All right, let's reset.
Knicks getting Drew Timmy. Knicks getting Drew Timmy.
Drew Timmy would be the second oldest player on the Knicks. You know, Drew Timmy, actually, when he started in college, he played against Christian Laettner. I don't know if you knew that. All right, sim lottery again. We reset back to the regular standings, and here we go. Let's see if Bart's Pistons. The Wizards.
Are you serious?
But the Pistons drop, but they get the number 2 pick, so that's still good because the Wizards would definitely take Wembanyama. And then the Pistons.
Why? What are they going to have? Wembanyama and they're going to have Porzingis? What are they going to do?
They'll move on.
Look like the number 11?
They'll move. They'll move on from Porzingis, man. They'll move on from him.
Right.
I like that.
I don't like none of that.
No? All right. Well, we'll do more. We'll play the Tankathon game as we go along here. But last night, the Knicks – can you – Bart, when you play a bad team, I want to ask you this as an athlete, because you've probably had this where you're on a team and you guys aren't right, you know, like you had a couple of rough games and stuff. Then you play like a, you know, like a bad team and you kick their ass – and you just find your rhythm. Can you get right against a bad team like the Knicks did last night? Or is it? Or do we take nothing out of last night?
You can get a rhythm. You can get a style of play back. You can get playing the right way back, sharing the ball. You know, you can hopefully, if you champion quickly, because it's still not right as far as a chemistry standpoint. I know a couple of those assists – you know, that Julius Randle got was him giving it to Quickly. But I don't know if they all good there, man.
The second half, everybody was celebrating Quickly. They were trying to get him to 40.
Right.
He had 38. He got fouled in the fourth quarter. I mean, the game was like 32-point blowout. And Quickly still in the game. We're like, what is he doing in the game? Because they wanted him to get to 40. It would be career high. And so he finally, you know, it happens for him. And the crowd goes crazy. He goes to the bench, and he's getting high fives from everybody, and that included Julius Randle. Here's Quick talking about everybody rooting for him to get to 40.
They were pushing me to get 40 and also try to get that 10th assist. Just speaks to the great teammates that I have each and every day. I'm blessed to be able to come in and have great, not only great basketball players, but have great people. I don't take that for granted at all, having great teammates, because everybody doesn't have it.
So he's the fourth Knick this year to get 40 points. He had 9 assists. He didn't get the 10th. And I thought it was funny that Obi Toppin got it going in the fourth quarter. He's feeling good. And Obi started jacking. And everybody's like, dude, get Quickly the ball. What are you doing? And he's like, I'm trying to get him assists. What? Like, that stuff's
right.
Funny.
He's taking 4 steps with the dribbles and not assists no more. Like, stop, man. 1-2, shoot.
But still, the Knicks needed a game like this to feel good now that the next 2 games are going to be rough. And Tom Thibodeau talked. I love his sayings about fun. And what's more fun than winning?
Winning is always way more fun than fun is fun. So that's the truth. You know, like everyone's, oh, this, that. But yeah, you know, and sometimes, you know, like you look at, you know, where we are, you know, that it's been a challenging month. We've had guys out, but I like the way we're fighting. And, you know, we fell short in the game in Miami. The Orlando game was a hard fought game, you know, and you just have to do enough things to win. You know, one game has really nothing to do with the next. So the challenge for us will be get ready for Miami. That's the next thing in front of us. So all our games with them have been hard fought. We know what it's going to look like, and we got to be ready for that challenge.
Now this game tomorrow night, Bart, like I need you in the building. I need your positive energy.
Yo, I'm waiting. You got the tizzle?
I got the hookup.
I'm in the building, baby. Yeah, give me a number two special side spare ribs, rice.
I got the hookup. We'll discuss it after.
Can I sneak some Egg Foo Young gravy in for the towel rice?
I mean, I don't know what's in the menu, but I like I said, I got the hookup for you because I need you in the building. I need all the goons.
Shall I wear
in
a tuxedo?
Because of Jimmy Butler and company. Because they're coming in now. Now they play
you
tonight.
You need somebody to connect. We can mess with that, Donna Haslin's passport. Keep him in Toronto. That way they ain't got no protection.
They'll fight amongst themselves. They play the Raptors tonight. The Raptors play that kind of, you know, that grimy game that can frustrate you. So you'll see if they'll beat each other up tonight. And then they come in and play the Knicks in what is everybody is billing as. This is like the first big of like playoff feel game where this one matters, because for the Heat, they want this one so that they can tie the season series with the Knicks. And they would have essentially win the season series because they would win they're going to win their division. And the division winner is the first tiebreaker. So if they finish with the same record, the Knicks would not, and the five seed is sitting there, the Heat would get the five seed, not the Knicks, because of that tiebreaker. So this is a big game. If the Knicks win this game, they would almost virtually clinch a top six pick. I mean, a top six pick. I'm so used to saying that. A top six seed in the East. So it's like, you know, there's going to be an atmosphere. And it's also Knicks Heat. Jimmy was running his mouth the last game down in Miami. He was really letting Randle have it. Randle was firing back at him. So I want to see the Knicks come out. That's that unified front you kind of need, right? Because if there's issues in that locker room, which it felt like in the second half, that stuff went away. But if there is any kind of uncertainty in that locker room, you can't go into a brawl like this tomorrow on Wednesday night and really feel like, all right, everybody's got each other's back. Because this is that kind of game that Miami is definitely beatable. We've seen it all year. The Nets just beat them. So it's not like they are a great team. But this is the kind of game that is a bit of a temperature take on this Knicks team. Friday in Cleveland is more of a little preview of a possible first round matchup, but I'm not looking at Friday in Cleveland like I'm looking Wednesday. Wednesday to me is what is this Knicks team made of? Are we going to see that gritty, nasty, hardworking team that we saw that won 12 of 15 games? Or are we going to see that one step too slow, doesn't want to make the extra effort on defense, allowing teams to get into the paint team that we've seen over the last nine games? That's what I'm curious about. What are you made of? What are the Knicks made of? That's what we're going to see that tomorrow night. What are they made of? How bad do they want it? And can they get back to the ceiling of what this team looked like just about a week or two ago?
Yeah, can you take this the negative energy in a negative situation, and can you use it as a rallying cry, right? Are you guys really straight, right? Because now it's time. Listen, before you know it, it's going to be for real. And
I think it's real now.
Yeah.
I think it's real now.
You got to try and get a little rest if you can.
Well, they did. They just got their three. Just got 3 days.
But you got to now you got to grind, right? Guys going to maybe play extended minutes because these games are important.
Right. So this is what you got to do. All out right now. You got 3 days off. They come back. They were a little sluggish in the first half against the Rockets. Second half, they started looking like themselves again, but you don't know. The Rockets are just not very good, especially defensively. But this game starts, to me, which becomes, all right, this is the march now. Like, this is the march into the fight. You've got the Heat. You've got Cleveland. Then you got the Wizards, who are kind of fading. And then, you know, you're finishing like Wizards, Pacers, Pelicans, who played a lot better lately and could have Zion, and then Pacers again to finish the season. Then if you get the top six, the beauty of the top six is the last game that you play is Easter Sunday. The next game you play would be Saturday or Sunday. So you're essentially getting a week off if you avoid the 7-10 play-in. That's what you're fighting for, a week off to get ready for the playoffs.
Get healthy. Brunson needs as much time as he can. So
absolutely.
I'm going to my team and say, hey, man, we got to get this for Brunson. Get our teammate. Let's take care of our teammate, man. Let's get this bye, this little mini bye, so we can get him as healthy as possible. So I'm concerned, man. Like, in the playoffs, you know, if I'm an opposing team, I know we got a messed up hand. I'm smacking at it.
Well, I'm worried about that for Wednesday, because if you think the Heat aren't going to be doing that, you think Miami's going to, like, be delicate with Jalen Brunson? Hell no. They know he hurt it against them.
Somebody better be come back and step up for a teammate. You know what I mean? You got to come up there and nip that in the bud quickly.
Right.
You know what I mean? Show some team respect. You know what I'm saying? Well, guys coming there trying to come at the hand. We know what they're trying to do. Get at them. You know who it's going to be. It's going to be Jimmy Butler or Kyle Lowry.
Yep. And they're going to be up to the usual tricks, the flopping, trying to trick the officials into certain things. And then Butler was getting into the paint whenever he wanted to in that game last week. Anytime he wants, just got into the paint. And he was on one. Like, he can be at times when he's focused, when he wants to play.
Playoff Jimmy.
Yeah, playoff Jimmy. And he was into it that night. Dwayne Wade was courtside. And so that got him going as well. And that's the guy that you know is dangerous. And when your guys don't have it going, you got to be able to match his energy. And then the rest of your roster should be able to overwhelm the rest of their roster. But Jimmy had it going and no other – well, actually, I'm sorry. You know, Randall came off a 57-point performance. They were bottling him up. So it was no one else really had it going in that game. And that's – you lose the game. But they've been close games. They've been tough games. I'm really looking forward to this, Bart. I want to see what this team is about. This is going to be the start of us learning about what are the Knicks, what can they be? Because you know what else? The 4-5 – that's a matchup you want for a first round because you think it gives you a chance. But what happens out of the 4-5 is what's in the second round?
Yeah.
The top seed, Milwaukee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you really want to see them? Because if you go into the 6th seed, you would end up playing the Sixers with Embiid, who's got some ankle stuff, and Harden, who's got calf
that's a team
stuff.
That's a team that you feel like you're built to at least play with.
And
especially
you wonder
if Mitchell Robinson is there to maybe try, you know, a lot of size against Embiid. It's not too many guys that got a center at size. I mean, Milwaukee, them, you know, a lot of teams, Nets don't. They don't have the body for them.
Right. But and neither does the Heat don't have size, right?
Right.
But what I'm saying is that the Sixers are gonna have so much pressure on them because they never win in the play. Embiid has not. They never got out of second round. Is you kind of like what's the better bracket to be in? I don't know if 4-5 could be, but then
I don't know if I want Milwaukee. Right. Milwaukee's too damn deep.
I don't want the Bucks in the second round.
They're too deep, and then they coming off of, you know, disappointment last year. No Chris Middleton.
Right.
Now they feel like they back whole team of destiny. I'd rather some people beat them up before I got to play them.
If you're in the 3-6 and you somehow can overcome the Sixers, the 2 seed would be the Celtics, right?
Mm-hmm.
And wouldn't that be your next matchup?
Yeah.
The Celtics and whoever, you know, the 2-7.
You feel like, good about that.
Like, it's. I know it's strange. Everybody
Knicks,
wants
Knicks,
that fifth
Knicks,
seed.
Knicks has played well.
But would the six seed be the better route to the conference finals?
Well, ask the people.
800-919-3776. Am I crazy? Am I crazy to say that?
Styles make fights.
It's probably crazy to say. But I don't know if it's exactly, I mean, you know, it's just as you're looking at it, you just wonder.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Bart Scott, you know what time it is. It's the time of the show where we step aside and let the headline makers do the talking in the segment we like to call
Audio File.
The Audio File.
Shall we begin? I found this to be entertaining. So there's a lot, by the way, there's a lot of talk out of New England. So Jerod Mayo could be one day taking over for Bill Belichick. He is considered to be one of the candidates to do so when Bill Belichick is ready to step aside. It is Robert Kraft apparently said that Meek Mill told him that Lamar Jackson wants to play for the Patriots.
See, you got who needs an agent?
Yeah, could you imagine if that happens? And then, of course, there is the AFC East, which we all know that the Bills have been the they've been the toast of the division now the last couple of years. That the Dolphins are still an up-and-coming team that has a lot of talent. The Jets are about to get Aaron Rodgers. And then there's the Patriots, where they land. So Belichick was asked about the future of the team or the immediate future of the team and why fans should feel confident in the future of this team.
What would you say to them to give them a reason to be optimistic for what's ahead?
25 years.
Ooh.
What about the last three?
Well, they're 25 and 25 without Tom Brady. So that 25 is a key number here. But that's very not like Belichick, though, to drop something so arrogant. The last 25 years. Have you seen my record? Have you seen what I've done? Believe in me.
Heard that before.
Are we underestimating the Patriots this coming season?
Not at all, right? On First Take today, when they asked me what's the ceiling for the Patriots, I said pick 16.
Damn.
Because that's about where they go. And guess who didn't disagree with me? Teddy Bruschi, who was on with me. And
we talked to him yesterday. Yeah,
he was honest. And he said as well, like, that's so unpatriot-like. He said the first thing that Bill tells you when you walk in for a new season is what you did last season doesn't matter. And all of a sudden, now we're putting up receipts. Now we're going back in the hot tub time machine, the Wayback Machine. Mm. Like, so all of a sudden, sounds like a guy that's running out of answers, and everybody's used to him having the answers, and all his old tricks don't work anymore. And, they find themselves where the Jets, the Dolphins, and the Bills often found themselves struggling trying to replace a Hall of Fame generational talent. Jim Kelly, Dan Marino, Joe Namath. Thought I was going to say Chad Pennington, didn't you?
Well, you know what, though? You always say this. Every franchise gets to that point when the credit card bill is due. Mm-hmm. And for the Patriots, they've had a long run of great success. And it's due. And that's where. But now, again, Robert Kraft throwing out the Lamar Jackson thing with Meek Mill. I don't know if that's in jest. But the other thing that was interesting is that Belichick also wouldn't confirm that Mac Jones was the starting quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, are we going to do this again?
Yeah.
Hey, you,
Bailey
you
Zappe,
get, you get,
and
get,
he
get
said
Bill
there'll be
O'Brien.
A competition. That's what he said. Well, he never said that about Brady.
If Zappe
is competing with Daniel with Mac yeah. and Cheese, then you've already lost. Because you've lost because for him going in year three, for you not to know that he's the guy or not the guy, mm-hmm. and the fact that you spent a high first-round draft pick on him, and yeah. you're talking about somebody – this is basically like Trey Lance and Brock Purdy competing. You got Zappy, who's like a late-round draft pick, I believe.
Yes.
And then you got, you know, the golden child, mm-hmm. one of Steve Spurrier's prized pupils. You know, I don't know. You can't really say Jalen Hurts' success is because he went to Alabama because he learned how to throw the football with Lincoln Riley. So when's the last time we've seen an Alabama quarterback outside of Joe Namath play at a high level? I'll wait.
Still waiting. So we'll move on in audio files. Spartan Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. Last night we did not get the head-to-head matchup of the MVP leaders in the NBA. Joel Embiid sat out the game between the Sixers and the Nuggets in Denver, the end of a road trip for the Sixers. He sat out. So did James Harden as well. But the main thing was is we did not get the clash of the Titans this late in the year. Nikola Jokic got his 29th triple-double of the season. The Nuggets won the game 116-111. It was close despite the fact that the Sixers didn't have their two main pieces.
Yeah, it was a blowout for a while, though. They made it clear. They were down by like 17 for
it. Yeah, but still, it's the fact that it just, you know, it ended up as close as it did is just bizarre.
Yeah.
But still, it just shows you I didn't pay any attention to the damn game because if it wasn't going to be Jokic versus Embiid one more time, I'm not interested. Now, remember, early in the season, they did face off in Philadelphia, and Embiid went off. He had a huge game early in the season. And these two have been the top two MVP candidates for the entire year. Nikola Jokic afterwards talking about Joel Embiid and talking with great respect.
The guy is averaging 35 points, so they're missing that. Of course, they miss James Harden too. The ball is always going to Joel, so they miss the main guy. So it's really hard. I think it's really hard to play when you miss a main guy. Actually, they play really good. I think he's a great player. I think he's going to be remembered as one of the most dominant players in the league. So the guy's a beast, and he's so talented. He can affect on many ways on the floor. He can affect the game in many ways on the floor. He can post up, he can face up, he can shoot threes, he can defend really well. He can in some situation guard one through five. So he's really, I think he's a really, really good player.
I'll be honest with you, that's the most I've ever heard him say at one time.
Yeah, he gave him enough flowers? Jeez.
Yeah. Now remember, like I said, back in January, they faced off and Embiid had 47 points and 18 rebounds in the game. And the Sixers got the win that night. But he didn't play this time. And again, the MVP between the two. Now, here's the question for you. They asked me this on NBA Radio this morning. If you were a voter, would you hold it against Embiid that he didn't play tonight, last night?
Nah. No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, because at the end of the day,
Kendrick Perkins felt like he was ducking the smoke. Which
I'm going to duck the smoke for. I got bigger things to fish to fry. And the years last year when he was doing it and he put barbecue chicken on him, you know, he didn't get the credit for that. You know what I mean? Listen, right now he's the front runner. I'm only playing when I'm healthy. And the fact that James Harden set out because that let you know that they were waving a white flag. They were
end
saying,
of a
you
road
know what,
trip.
We'll let this be a scheduling loss.
Mm-hmm. End of a road trip. And that's, yeah, they have. And playing in Denver, too, so you're adding the altitude part of it, and they probably just said it's not worth it. Get the extra day off, get home, and they don't play till tomorrow. So they decided to just go that route. I'm not going to hold it against Embiid. I do think he should be in the conversation, but Jokic has just had an unbelievable year, trying to get three straight MVPs. We haven't seen that since Larry Bird. Last but not least in audio files on Bart and Hahn, let's talk a little Giants, shall we? They've been relatively quiet. They had a good But a good offseason, though, adding some pieces, Darren Waller obviously being a big one, but keeping pieces was also big. In Daniel Jones getting his long-term deal, and then Saquon Barkley, at least on a franchise. John Mara, the owner at the owner's meetings, was talking about Saquon Barkley in a way that makes you feel like they're not done with him.
We want him to be a Giant for his entire career, if that's possible. We'd love to have him. He, again, provides leadership. He's a great player. We'd like to get something done with him at some point. The running market running back market is what it is right now. I'm still hopeful that at some point we'll be able to come to an agreement.
He brought up Michael Strahan. He brought up Eli Manning. He talked about Giants for life, guys who only played for the Giants, and he wants Saquon to be that. But that little part at the end there, Bart, tells me they want Saquon to be a realist about a long-term deal, understanding that the running back market is what it is, and you can't expect to get high-end money when you're playing that position.
Yeah, you're the most replaceable person on the team, so to speak. It's so much easier to find somebody that can replace you for cheaper the value. So we're doing it because you are a leader. We're doing it because you are a receiving threat. That's what gives you, the upper hand, and why we see you as more than just a running back. But the market, he talks about the market. The market has Austin Eckler wanting more money. As Dalvin Cook out there being available. As Derrick Henry being available. And all these guys are your age or younger. So, in my opinion, you have to be more realistic. Maybe we'll put $1 million or, $2 million on top of the deal that we normally would be comfortable, offering. But Saquon, listen, all running backs out there, if you're a running back, you should get your money as soon as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Because you talk about Ezekiel Elliott, he's 27 years old, and we act like he's 50. And that's just the reality of it.
And it's funny how of the teams that he laid out of that he's choosing between, all of them are like, nah, it ain't going to be us. That's kind of sad about Zeke. All right, that's Audio Files. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. Back to the calls we go at 800-919-3776 for your reactions to everything you just heard here. And, of course, more to get to. And there's some interesting news, too, regarding Tom Brady on the prowl.
I mean, he trips me out, man.
Little vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to like that.
Doing something on vacation I've never seen football players do.
Play football.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Mattress Mack is back at it again, Bart Scott. You want to play a little win totals game as well? Because
yeah,
those are already out.
Already?
Yeah.
We didn't even finish for free agency.
I know, but already win totals are set for the NFL season. Would you take overs or unders? We'll play that game coming up next.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
We got the final four set. UConn, Miami, San Diego State, and Florida Atlantic. One of these two are getting in the championship game. San Diego State or Florida Atlantic. Imagine that. UConn just feels like Danny Hurley, what a great story is in the Post about how he was a high school coach and Wagner College, Staten Island, decided they were going to take a chance and give him a chance as a college coach. And it has worked out famously for him because he has become a terrific coach and he's gotten UConn right back where they have been for so many years, which is a power in college basketball. Now, on the women's side, Virginia Tech, LSU, Iowa, and South Carolina, which they haven't lost. The last time South Carolina lost a women's basketball game, I think Bart might have still been playing football.
Yeah.
It feels like they'd never lose.
I still had a straight hairline about it when the last
time. Yeah, I think you
lost.
Did too. Yeah, I think that's accurate. So there's that. 800-919-3776 is the number. We got Spike in St. Pete. What's up, Spike?
Well, this has been a wonderful afternoon. You guys got my exercise in. I feel like I'm sitting around listening with two buddies to some great talk. There's a lot to get in, so I'll be brief. Last night, I saw the beginning of the game. It was very uncomfortable. The starting lineup had four ex-NBA guys, so three juniors, and I believe I can't pronounce the Turkish guy's name, but I think he's related to either Okor or Turkoglu, a nephew. They can dunk, and they can't drink legally. That's what you had out there. And they got their asses kicked in Cleveland the night before. So it was a matter of time. So here's where I've developed a strategy, watching every dribble, every switch, everything, boys. The third and fourth guys are Hart and Grimes. And he made the very sophisticated adjustment tips. He had Hart take Grimes' man. He usually gets the top cover, Grimes, which tires him out. I don't think he scored in the first half. And Grimes went off once Hart shut down his guy. It was one of those kids, who got hot and opened threes. Jerry. He knew they were going to win it. They had to win the game last night. But tomorrow night's game is very interesting to me.
First of all, Jimmy Buckets, I love him, Bart. I know you'll love him.
Yeah, and
he's not going to get that friendly whistle. He's not going to be 18 for 21 from the free throw line in the Garden. Not going to happen. But if Brunson doesn't play, which I agree, get him right, he's going to be all over Grimes at some point. Because Grimes is the best shooter on this team, Al, and I'm sure you agree when he's squared up. So I think we're there. If we split with Miami and Cleveland and one more game, look, I'm the eternal optimist. You know that. But it's going to be hard to blow that fifth spot. It really is.
Yes. Yeah. Mathematically, it looks like, you know, they just, again, they control their destiny, Spike. They just got to take care of their own their business. And you start by, I think it's just Wednesday's night becomes the most important game you've played all season. Treat it as such and worry about how you feel going into Cleveland another time. Because people will look at the Cleveland game. If you win against the Heat, they'll look at the Cleveland. Oh, now we got a first round. This is a preview, which we all know is a bunch of crap. Because, first of all, there's nothing that Tibbs is going to do in that game that's going to tip his hand on what they plan on doing in the series. And there's nothing that the Cavs are going to want to do either. It's just going to be simply a straight-up matchup.
Straight up, yeah.
The Cavs have already clinched their playoff spot. They're playing to basically hold on to fourth, which they've got a pretty sizable lead there. They could try to catch three, but it's unlikely. So the Cavs right now are just trying to avoid getting hurt, and they just want to go into the postseason. The Knicks aren't going to be giving away any secrets either, but they just need to continue to get wins, so of course they're going to compete. But if you think it's a preview, you're wrong. It's not going to be a preview. The most important game is tomorrow night. That's the one where you lay it all out on the line. Worry about Friday and other. And then Sunday night is against a Wizards team that's pretty much done. I mean, this Bradley Beal story, this is interesting. What the league's going to do on this and what the fallout could be. And the Wizards are already kind of like, yeah, we'll go for a lottery pick at this point. It doesn't look like they're going to be a 7-10 play-in team. So that, who knows what that game's going to look like. And then it's Pacers. Two games against the Pacers in your final three games. Another team that's just sort of hanging around in the play-in. But, again, what are they at this point? So this is the game that matters. This is the one that matters most. And as I said earlier, Bart, I just want to know which team is going to show up tomorrow. Is it that hard-nosed, fight-you-tooth-and-nail team that we saw for the better part of a 15-game stretch where they were one of the best teams in the league? And they were fun to watch, and they were a determined group. And every coach that they played after their game said, man, that team is a tough team to play against. They make you work. You feel them. Physical team. Are they going to be that team? Or are they going to be the one step too slow, not willing to, you know, to get into the paint, not willing to do the extra dirty work? Are they going to be that team? You know, the settle for threes that you get from a couple of guys when they aren't all in?
Yeah,
I want to see an effort tomorrow night.
Not with me in the building. Do I need to pull out the green suit that we're going to do for the Islanders? Do I need to pull it out?
No, because you're not going to be close enough for the green suit to matter.
Allen, I'm not supposed to start there. I start where I'm at, and then I make my way down there, and I'm in the building. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Storm the court.
I got you. So you think that you could work your way down to where, like, Chris Rock, Spike?
Yeah.
You want to get into that area.
With the green screen.
Kevin Bacon.
Like, who is that? It's like Masked Singer, you know, up in that piece.
And you just start, like, getting on Jimmy Butler. Just trash talking Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, I'm sitting right there all in his ear.
Distracting him.
When he shoots the free throw, I get to stand up, show him the moose knuckle. Ding, 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 ding,
get after Kyle Lowry.
Give him the ravishing Rick Rude. Oh, Larry go there. I'm like, ooh, he thick, boo. Like, hold up. I am a man, Damon. I am a man. Oh, I like women's.
As you see where we're heading into in the final hour of the show.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.